obviously it's my first Commonwealth Games, so just to be part of it and part of Team England and representing the Roses out here, just incredible and really exciting. I think we had a good start against Maui because we played against them back in, was it November, I think, back in England. And I was excited to see how we were going to do against them again, because obviously they'd had a taste of us and we'd had a taste of them, and we were like quite familiar with how each other played. So I was just happy with how the game went. I think everyone who came on did a great job, and it's great to see the strength that we've got in this squad and that we can make however many changes and it just works seamlessly. So it's great for us, and hopefully we'll just continue to do that moving forward.
There's so much depth and so many different combinations that Tracy's putting out, which is really great to see. How are you guys feeling ahead of the game?
We're excited again. We played last night, but then we know that it's not just the games that matter. It's all the stuff behind the scenes as well and off the court. So we spent some time as a team last night doing a bit of video work. So it's important to us that we stay connected and keep looking at how we can improve and build our performances so that each game that we have, we're ready to go and we know what we're doing and we're all on the same page and we're a strong unit, a strong team. So really excited for tomorrow. Obviously Uganda just beat Malawi by 2, which is a great like scoreline for them. So we know that's going to be a tough game against Uganda tomorrow, but hopefully we'll have done the prep work and we'll be ready and put out a good performance again.
You beat Malawi by quite a big margin, and then, you know, Uganda are kind of like a similar ranking. So when you go into a game like that, some people might be like, oh, you know, England are going to win and sort of be complacent. But how do you guys go into a game when you are ranked so much higher than a team like that?
Well, I think even though the scoreline by the end of the game against Malawi had extended quite a bit, Malawi was still pushing us and like, we're really pushing us till the final whistle, and I think that's the same for Uganda. Obviously, Peace Prescovia, who plays for Loughborough Lightning, who we've played against at Super League, is a huge, incredible player for them, and we know that we'll have to be able to like work really well defensively because they're going to be trying to get the ball to her, and she'll be scoring goals, I'm presuming, because she's a very good shooter. But yeah, for us, it's about focusing on what we can do to keep building on our performances and make sure that we get the job done, because we know that they'll, whenever you play netball match, you want to win. Whoever you're playing against, you always want to win, and we know that Uganda will be wanting to win. So it's important for us that we don't get complacent at all, and I think this team's really good at not doing that, because we know that if we did take the foot off the pedal or we did get complacent, a team would be right there wanting to get the win against us. And so yeah, we can't afford to do that, and we just need to keep building on our performances and focus on us and think about how we can win the next game.
Looking at the Commonwealth Games so far, like the experience that it's been for you to be here, the opening ceremony, like the first two games, how would you sum it up so far?
Oh, literally, like you just saying that gives me goosebumps. It's just like it's just been such a good experience, and like I'm just trying to enjoy it all and take it all in, because honestly, God, you can't put it into words really. Like, until you actually experience it, I heard so many stories from the girls who had been there before and been to a Commonwealth Games before, so I was so excited listening to their stories, and then actually being here and experiencing it, it's just incredible. Like, you're with so many other athletes, and obviously netball's not an Olympic sport, so it's our only time and our chance to engage with multi-sport. So we've met so many friends here and so many incredible athletes, and just to be part of it, it's just incredible. I will be very sad when it actually ends, like next weekend. I don't want it to end.
keep riding the wave forever.
Yeah.
I was going to say to you as well that we spoke to your mom on the show. I was like sat next to her, and I was like, oh my god, that's Nat's mom. I'm going to have to ask her, because it's so nice to see all the parents and they're so proud. And what's it like for you having your family out here and, you know, seeing, looking up and seeing like that sea of red?
Yeah, it is exactly a sea of red, isn't it? Like when you walk out, you can see that, like the section waving the England flags, and them all dressed in red and white. It's incredible, because obviously it's literally the other side of the world, and the fact that we have so many supporters that have flown out to come and see us is just incredible, and it makes them, they're part of the journey as well. Like, This sounds so cheesy, but we wouldn't actually be here without our family driving us to training, like all the times that they have when I was younger, like mum driving me, all the support that they gave. Like, my mum will see me in so many moods when I'm tired and I've had a really hard week of training. training, but they're just the backbone, and all the time they're just there looking after us. And I'm just so fortunate that my mum and my boyfriend is here as well, so I'm just really lucky that I've got that support here, and everyone else who is supporting back home, we still see all the messages and hear them, and yeah, it feels like we've got a big support family out here.
Oh, that's so nice. And I guess final question, kind of what is the tone at the moment? Like, what is Tracy saying to you, and what's the general feeling in camp with everyone?
Well, we just know that, it's about us. We keep saying that, like, I know I've said it a few times, but we're doing, obviously, you have to look at other teams and work out your game plans against all the other teams. But at the end of the day, if we don't put out a good performance on court, then that's where it will break down. So we just want to keep focusing on us, looking at our performances and how we can keep building, and doing everything we can, like off the court recovery, nutrition, everything we can to make sure that we're in the best position to compete and play well. And as a team, we feel really connected at the moment, like staff, players, everyone, and all the fans. We feel really connected, and it's just, yeah, it's keeping in our bubble and keep focusing on what we can do to make sure that we're prepared for each game and hopefully get those wins, and hopefully get into a qualification position so that we have semi-finals and, yeah, fingers crossed, finals to go out there and compete and bring back a medal.